Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachis Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara Namar Aleph, halfway down the Amar. At Heichon Birchas HaZimon. Until where is Birchas HaZimon? Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazon. Rav Nachman says that Birchas HaZimon is the classical Nevarech Shalchan Mishaloi that we know. And Rav Sheshes says, Ad Hazon. The whole Bracha of Hazon is included in Birchas HaZimon. Rashi says, At Heichon Birchas HaZimon, Shetrichin Liyo Shloisha, till where is Birchas HaZimon that you need three people for? Uchashen Shnayim Lo Yemruha. When you have two people, you don't say this. So the question is, Taisvis asks this question, the Rishayim asks this question. According to Rav Sheshes, who says that Birchas HaZimon is Ad Hazan, how is it possible that a Yachid doesn't say Birchas HaZan? If you look at Taisvis, but Loina Hira's first question is, the Birchas HaZan Dairaisa, the Eich Yachid Pater Mina. The Birchas HaZan, we know it's Dairaisa. How could it be that when you don't have three people benching, you don't say that bracha? He asks another question, we're passing like Rav Sheshes by Yisurim. And according to Rav Sheshes, a Yachid should only say two. And we find all over that the Gemara says, Shalosh Brachas. And he also asks, Maisa Mechal Yoyim, Yachid Mevarech Shalosh. Taisva says, we know, Kein Amu Dabar, this is how the world is Nayig. Everybody says, we brachis all the time, even when they're benching alone. And he asks another question, the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches, when the Gemara makes the drasha from the Pasuk for Birchas HaZimon, the Gemara makes two separate drashas, the Verechtel Zibirchas HaMazin, Sashem Alekechel Zibirchas HaZon. Bottom line is, according to Rashi, that says that the Gemara's question, at Heichon Birchas HaZimon, means that you don't say either Nevarech, or you don't say Hazon, when you don't have a Mezumin, how is it possible to say that you're not going to say Birchas HaZon, according to Rav Sheshes, when you're benching by yourself? So the Pnei Yeshua answers Rashi by first saying, Va'af she'eini kedai. I'm not someone who's kedai, but I have an easy way. I would like to answer Kushas Rashi b'pshitus. And he says that the mitzvah d'oraisa, the hodah and the shvach that we have to give when we bench, is for three things. Mazon, that we got from Hashem, and the land of Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem was manchil to us, and Yerushalayim. And he says, if you look in the sugya earlier, on Daf Tezayin, Tosfos was mavur there, that he understood that the mitzvah d'oraisa is actually to say three separate brachas. And Pnei Yeshua says, if you look earlier, I explained that that's not the mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa is just to make sure to have these three things mentioned in benching, but not that you have to have three separate brachas. So he says Tosfos is actually only asking this question based on the hanacha that he has earlier that you must say three separate brachas in order to be mekayim the mitzvah say d'oraisa. So he says the first question that Tosfos asks on Rashi, how is it possible that a yachid won't make that bracha? That's not a question. Because since anyway we have aretz and we have mazon in our birchas aretz, we say ala aretz v'ala mazon, we have it in the middle of the bracha also. So we're being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa even if we were not to say the first bracha. So that question is not a question. Then the Pnei Yeshua continues and says that when Rashi says that when you have two, you don't say Birchas HaZon, what he's coming to explain is the Iker Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Birchas HaZimon. The Iker Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Birchas HaZimon is to have the Bracha of HaZon said only with a Mezumin. If you don't have a Mezumin, there's no Mitzvah D'Oraisa to have that Bracha. However, he says that once Chazal Mesakin, that the way to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, of mentioning the three things, is in three separate brachas, like we're going to see in the Gemara, the Chazal Mesakin, three separate brachas, Keneged, the Gimel Amud Eilim, Pnei Yeshua says, Moshe, David, and Shlomo, then Chazal Mesakin, that even when you're benching by yourself, you should always say those three brachas. So you're right. Chazal were Mesakin to say three separate brachas, Mid D'Oraisa, only with a Mezumin. But once they were mesakin those three brachas, we always say those three brachas. So the question Tosfos asks, Maisa Mechal Yoyim, that the Gemara says all over, Shalosh brachas, yes, true, but that is only Midrabanan. And this is the Chiddush that Pnei Yeshua says, that according to Rashi, in Shitas Rav Sheshes, the first bracha that we say is really only Midrabanan. So just to summarize, when Rashi says that according to Rav Sheshes, when you only have one person benching by themselves, you don't have a mezumin, you don't say Birchas HaZon, he's saying that in the Iker Din D'Oraisa of Birchas HaZimon. and the Ikar Din D'Oraisa Birchas HaZimun, you only say Birchas HaZon as a separate bracha when you have a mezumin. Once Chazal were mesakin that the way to be mekayim the mitzvah D'Oraisa is by saying three separate brachas, Keneger, Moshe, David, and Shlomo, and not just to be mekayim the mitzvah D'Oraisa, and not just being mekayim the mitzvah by making sure to mention to thank Hashem for the muzzin that you ate, and for Eretz Yisrael that He gave us, and for Yerushalayim, even if it's all in one bracha or two brachas, then Chazal said that a person should always be mekayim the mitzvah by saying three separate brachas, even if he's benching myself, although it's not going to be in the form of D'Oraisa. Have a wonderful day.